because we do have to cross down to the Hawthorn rooms. Michael Stamp has a superstar from Hawthorn with him.
Yeah, Skate, I've got Sam Mitchell with me. Sam, you belted out the team song just then. We could hear from out here, Darryl Braithwaite Horses. Can you tell us behind that, just belting that out behind the closed doors?
I don't know what you're talking about. Sorry about that. I didn't hear that from in there.
Massive win, though. Massive win. Only a half game outside the top two now. Huge win for you guys.
Yeah, I mean, really, really important that we could bounce back. You know, we thought last week was a non-Hawthorn performance, I guess, and, you know, we were really keen to make sure we didn't put two bad ones together. And, you know, we've really got a lot of respect for the way West Coast are going about it. You know, most teams, they lose two big key defenders before round five. You know, they're going to find it really hard to come back, but let alone come back, they're second on the ladder and deservedly so. They played some really good footy all year, and we were really happy to be able to be competitive against them. Obviously, we got a bit of upside by both of their ruckmen going out of the side, so, you know, we take it, take the 4 points and get out of here.
I'll send you upstairs to Carl Langdon, Peter Bell and Mark Reddings.
Sam, first point I just wanted to ask you about is, Cyril Rioli playing his 150th game. How good was the highlights video that no doubt you guys got to watch before the game?
It was unbelievable. Normally the highlights package goes for about 4 minutes. His ran for 7.5. And the boys said, encore, encore. So we, it was pretty impressive, as you'd imagine.
We can applaud, his artistry and his attacking play, but we don't get to see him live too often. Both he and Paul Puopolo, their forward pressure and pressure all over the ground, it's just so important for you guys.
Yeah, I've had the misfortune of trying to take him on a man on the mark or something like that at training a few times. I'm pretty quick to learn my lesson. You'd think most of the competition's probably learnt it by now. But, you know, when we watch his highlight tape, obviously there's quite a few good marks and good goals and all that, but there's plenty of chase down tackles and pressure and smothers and all those desperation acts that, you know, most teams hold of really high regard, and maybe the fans don't quite appreciate it as much somewhat some areas. I think over here they probably appreciate a little bit more because of the passion that they have for their footy. But in Melbourne, we love the way he goes about it. You know, whether he has 4 touches or 14 or 24, he always has a contribution on the defensive side of the game.
Sam, it's Carl here, mate. Can you just blurt out a couple of these bars of horses or whatever?
He's never heard of it, Sam.
I'm not sure what you're talking about.
How does it go, mate? Can you?
I don't know. I'm not sure what you're going on about, boys.
Now, was it a left or a right foot goal you were trying to kick down to that city into the ground?
Got no idea what I was doing. I get a bit lost in the forward 50. So we went, you know, I'm not meant to have too many shots of goal. They don't like me going down too deep, so I'll just stay outside of our forward 50 from now on, I think.
Now, one more I got to ask you, a controversial one. Wayne Carey, did the coach give you any information on what he had to say about you?
Tonight? No.
Not tonight. It was
from
a couple,
2 weeks ago,
couple of
yeah.
weeks ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was big in the papers at home, and obviously you probably don't hear too much about it over here, but it was...
Oh, we heard.
It was, I think it was on the back page at home, so, you know, I think hopefully I'll get a game in a few teams. I've got a game in Hawthorn. That's a place I'm playing, so that's the most important team to get a game at.
Sam, on tonight, I mean, the importance, second v third, the relevance of coming over here, and obviously you don't lose consecutive games too often, so it could have huge ramifications towards that potential top two finish.
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, it's a little bit out of our control now, the top two side of things. We feel like if we finish third and we come to Perth in the first week of the finals, we don't feel like that's an undoable situation. But obviously, if you can play on your home deck, that's the ideal preparation. So, you know, we've just got to keep winning. If you take things for granted, then, you know, you can get rolled, as plenty of teams are finding out. You know, Richmond, they were looking like top four, and then they go down last night. And, you know, us last week going down to Richmond. So you can't take anything for granted. We've got to continue to win games and give ourselves a chance.
It's a silly question, I know, but shooting for three flags, it's not the priority just at the moment. But do you feel the hunger in the group? Always questioned as to whether a team going for a piece of history, can you sense that you're on the right track?
Yeah, to be honest, it's a funny situation. I think you get into the feeling and the groove and the routine of just trying to get better, and you're looking for... Part of you is looking for perfection all the time, and I think we've played a couple of really good games this year, but for the majority, even though we've won quite a few games, most of them haven't been that great, and I think we've got this inner passion and desire to try and play those perfect games as often as we can, and if that ends up in silverware at the end of the year, then obviously that's the big overall goal. But on a week-to-week basis, you can't be driven by premierships or you're going to burn out pretty quick, so we just try and play that perfect game every week. It rarely happens, but when it does, well, that's sort of why we're playing the game at the moment.
Sam, did you know that one of your midfield mates almost set a world record tonight?
No, I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah, I'm interested, though.
Liam Shields had 17 tackles tonight, with the world record being 19. So you can go and let him know that he's just a couple short.
I will let him know. He'll be happy with
that.
It's
a fair effort, though, isn't it?
He really prides himself on that area. I mean, a bit like the Cyril Rioli we were talking about before on that defensive side. Lots of blokes get lots of touches tonight, but you know, we really look closely at the defensive side of the game, and that's where West Coast have been so good all year, the defensive aspect of the game. And you know, we've really lifted our intensity in that over the last probably 5 or 6 weeks, and Liam Shields has been out. He's probably had his best season, even though he missed 4 or 5 games at the start of the year. He's really been outstanding. Here he is here, actually. I'll get him to come over, if you like.
Is he serious?
Yeah, pup.
Just take over, mate.
This is live radio.
Hang on, I'm going to ask him a question.
No worries.
Okay.
Liam, are you aware that you had 17 tackles tonight and the world record is 19? Are you disappointed with that?
Yeah, a few of the boys said it in the change rooms. I thought I had a few, but I didn't think I had 17.
Why don't you get to the ball first? Why do you keep getting it to a second?
I don't know, Mitchell.
Sorry about that. Taking over your radio show.
No, you've done well. Go for it.
Just don't send an invoice because we haven't got much money, okay? Sam, appreciate your time tonight. Daryl Braithwaite's on the line. He's next in line. So enjoy the 4 premiership points and your trip home to Melbourne.
Oh, thanks, guys. Thanks,
good on you, mate.
Oh, what a character. What a superstar, Sam Mitchell. He must be taking the mickey that he doesn't. I know you don't. You've never heard of Daryl Braithwaite's horses, but.
Clearly there's some special meaning there. We'll have to ask Stampy a bit. That's the way it's going to be, little darling.
Yeah, we've gone from...
there we go.
And Carl still hasn't heard of it. That's Braithwaite.